Welcome back to Clint Latner Field. Garden City splits its stumble header with Wichita Southeast. 5-4 loss in game one, 13-3 run rule win in game two. We welcome on first year head coach Anthony Ortiz. Coach, let's just start with the two guys we just had on. Brayson Blankenhorn with his 7 strikeouts. Javon Farr, huge day in both games. Talk me through how big those were two today.
Bray's outstanding, you know. And the thing that I think for Bray is his contribution to us is as a first baseman, man. Him coming in and being able to throw pitches like he does is a bonus, man. He is just absolutely a leader of our defense, and we couldn't do a lot of the things that we accomplished without him at first. But to have him go up on the mound and just battle and compete is man, that's a bonus for us. He did great.
And Javon get his confidence back with 5 RBI today.
Yeah, Jav, you know, and Jav, man, he exactly like he said, that dude is all about hitting. He has the best approach to hitting that I've probably seen. I mean, he'll step back, he'll analyze, he'll think, and he'll step back in. I mean, and this is every pitch, and you can tell this is not just for show, man. He is locked in, and he wants to knock the cover off the ball every time he swings the bat.
So let's get into these two games today. We'll start with game one. Frustrating start for you guys. Letting a run a wild pitch early on. They only had 2 RBI hits on those 5 runs. Was that frustrating to get this day started?
Yeah, man, it was frustrating. You know, we went with the freshman starting today, and it's part of the growing pains. You know, obviously we put him out there because we feel like he's ready to go out there and give us his best. In the first inning, man, I thought he did really well. Even though we gave up one, I think it was a 9-pitch inning or something like that. And then in the second, it just a lot of pitches per batter. I mean, it was a ball, a strike, a ball, a foul, and then, you know, it just climbed and kind of snowballed on him. And but you know, he's a young dude, man, with a bright future, and this is the kind of experience that he needs to get in order to be able to contribute moving forward.
Was it a game, in your opinion, where Southeast was working counts well, or you couldn't finish off?
No, I don't think so. I think it was more on our end. I mean, Southeast, you know, they came down and they had a lot of energy. They got off the bus of a four hour trip, which is it's pretty impressive, you know, to get off a bus and be able to step onto the field and have the kind of energy they did. And we just didn't. I mean, it was obvious in our dugout. And so it's strange how I feel like sometimes the heat kind of plays into that. It kind of drains the boys a little bit. But as the evening wore on, man, I felt like we started to come into it a little bit better.
You guys brought the life in the late innings. Ethan Gomez got it started. He had a couple of hits. Big day for Ethan as well. He had 3 hits over these 2 games. You talked about him kind of being more challenged over these last couple weeks, yeah, and wanting to be the quarterback of this team. You saw that today, didn't you?
Oh, absolutely, man. And we've been recognizing his efforts over the last couple weeks, ever since the challenge had been issued. He took it to heart. He's the guy now that he is the quarterback of this team, and you see it at practice. He's the one guy that's he's the player coach, man. He's out there and he's telling guys good job, or take an extra base, or this is what you need to do here or in that situation. I mean, just pro tips for young guys, and constant just competitiveness, and I'm loving the positivity out of that guy.
Overall, the end of game one, you left the game tying run at 3rd in the 6th. You left it at 2nd in the 7th. You haven't played too many close games. What are some things you're going to take away from those 2 innings?
That's exactly it, man. Just leaving guys on. You know, right now, we are looking at our games and the situations that we have, whether they're successful or not, and we're saying, when we are successful in those types of situations, those are going to translate into wins. And so right now, moving forward, we're trying to not necessarily just win out and go on a tear, but what we're trying to do is play good, consistent baseball at our level. And once we can do that, man, we're gonna be a scary team in regionals.
So you turn the page pretty quickly. I turned it literally, but overall of these 2 games, 10 runs in the first inning of game 2. What did your team do so well?
You know, man, I kind of got fired up a little bit at him, and I told him right after the first inning, we gave up two runs, and Henry had 30 some pitches, if I'm right on that, and I got him there in front of the dugout, and I just kind of, you know, got into him a little bit and said, you know what, man, this has been typical of how we start games, and they never finish well, and I'm sick of it. We need to get something turned around right now, and you need to swing the dadgum bat. Stop waiting, and they did, and then as soon as we got on, I put on a steal, I put on a hit and run, and then another steal, and then it was just like, you know what, either we're going to go and make something out of this, or we're going home early.
You guys were executing hit and runs a lot in practice the day before. How good is it to see this team execute it in game the day after?
I mean, that's the whole thing, man. Like, is once they understand that we practice with a purpose, and we when we do things in practice, it's because we want to utilize them in a game, you know. And that's holding runners, and for, you know, picks at second. You don't see a lot of baseball teams holding runners at second very well, or even picking at second. And we work on that, man, and hit and runs and the bump for base hits, sack bunts. I mean, we do all of these things, and once we can put it all together, we're a very well-prepared team. Now we just got to be a team who can execute.
Yeah, you guys were really good on the base paths in the first part of the season when you started 4-0. I thought game two showed a flashback to how good you guys were at the start of the season. Did you see that on the base paths today?
Yeah, and that was – I think that was a lot of just me saying, okay, you know what, we're going. You know, we're going. We're either going to sink or swim right now. And so I just started putting everything out there off the wristband, man, and making dudes go.
Overall, you get the win in game two. You were close in game one. What does this do to set you guys up for the final seven games of the year?
You know, I think the confidence or just the feeling of getting the win is going to boost us. It's going to give us a little bit more energy moving into practice on Monday and then game again on Tuesday. And then I like the fact that we don't have a long time to wait to mix it up again, man. Let's go. Let's get out there on the field. Let's get under the lights and let's go play ball.
I like the sound of that. Coach, thank you so much. Congratulations on the winning game too.
All right, brother. Appreciate it.